Call order Board of Works for March 13th. Need approval of the February 27th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. The Knox County signups are underway. Donation letters have been out. If you'd like to register, you can go to Try Knox County Facebook or tryknoxcounty.org. We've got most of our lifeguards and concession staff hired for the pool. If anybody wants to be a lifeguard, they need to get a contact the YMCA. They have 3 lifeguarding classes, 1 at the end of March and 2 in April. It's $175. The Quantity Easter Egg Hunt will be April 15th, 11 a.m. Registration's at 10:15. We partnered with WVUB for an event this summer called Pack the Park 2017. They will be making t-shirts that look like rock t-shirts, and the emphasis is to get individuals and families out to the parks. We will have the hashtag Pack the Park 2017, and we'd like individuals to use social media to keep track of when they're out at the parks and what they do. We'll have a list of events that we'll be doing throughout the summer at each of the parks where t-shirts will be given out. And we're hoping to partner with the library read program and the tot time from 10 to 12, and have since WVUT is doing the PBS for kids this year, we are going to have Elmo and some activities during that tot time and read to the kids. So we have a lot of activities through WVUB. This Wednesday here at the City Hall will be our board meeting, and then immediately following that is our public meeting to discuss the 5-year master plan. So we invite everyone. You'd invite the city council members later. And the Lester Square Fitness Project, if you've heard about, we received another $500 from Farbest. The mayor received a $100 check from a citizen, Becky Blagrave. We spoke, Allie Bowe and myself, at the Luncheon Bad Wagon 2 weeks ago and got a lot of positive feedback. We've talked to the Good Samaritan Hospital Foundation. We'll be speaking to them next month, Kiwanis next month. We'll be on the radio. And we spoke with Dr. Mahan and Dr. Ringenberg today about what they thought about the equipment, and they were very excited, and they were going to talk to the foundation also about hopefully the hospital being involved at some level. So that's all.
Great. Good work,
Steve. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. Actually, just had a couple things today. Our rookies continue to move through the process down at Evansville at the Police Academy. They're in Physical Tactics Week, which will be kind of a culmination at the end where they participate in a force-on-force type testing. Sometimes it ends up with black eyes and good stuff like that. So this is a fun week, but and a very important week down there. We're going to make a trip down Friday to see how they handle some of the scenarios, and we're looking forward to that. We do have 6 of our 8 Ram pickup trucks in now. So we are coordinating with Express Neon to get those in and get those striped before they pass on to Bloomington to have the equipment installed. So that's big stuff. Last but not least, I have a paper here with some surplus vehicles.
Okay. These are the ones you're going to put in auction.
There are, I believe, 8 vehicles there. Some of which are Ford Crown Victorias. I believe there's 3 2005 and 2 1998 Crown Victorias, a couple Chevy Impalas from 01 and 02, and an 02 Chevy Tahoe. They are, at this point, considered surplus, and we would like your permission to declare them as such and to sell those at auction later this month.
So how much mileage does a 98 Crown Vic have?
some of them are upwards of 170,000 miles. up pretty high in the mileage area.
So I make a motion that we declare the 8 vehicles as listed as surplus and make them available for an auction on August, or on March 26th.
I'll second the motion.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Dustin.
They don't look like they're here, are they?
He may be out. There was a oil.
Trying to put a plow on his new truck.
I think they had an oil spill or something that they were trying to take care of. City Engineer.
We are moving right along with CCMG. We're down to 13th Street with our demo of the curb ramps. We're back to about 10th Street and putting them back, going down Main Street. And 2nd and Niblack, we got that closed today. We got all our signage up. The detour's in place, and they're beginning construction layout, erosion control, and clearing right-of-way this week.
Great. And a four-way stop in at 2nd and Niblack.
Yep. I talked to Bryce about this morning. I haven't seen it up, but I think it
I went through there early this afternoon. I mean, it looks fine.
Yeah. Is there a four-way stop up at okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get stop bars put up as it warms up. If they're not up yet, we had some concerns with ground temperature. Mm-hmm. Might have to wait till next week to get stop bars put in. Stop signs are up.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is March of Dimes, March for Babies, April the 8th. Debbie Vonderheide.
Good evening. I'm Debbie Vonderheide. I'm representing Knox County March of Dimes Committee, and I'm here to request street closures. I'm not sure if you were given a copy of what I scanned to Paula earlier.
We've got it.
It's basically the same streets that we have requested closed in past years. 7 a.m. at the earliest until at least 1 p.m. I think last year we were done about 12:30. So just requesting if we can have the same streets barricaded once again for the March of Dimes walk on Saturday, April the 8th.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the street closure for the March of Babies walk on Saturday, April the 8th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Debbie.
Good luck. Next is business parking only sign request at 1339 Main Street.
They're not here.
Is Gary Strait here?
Move to table. Is that what we want to do? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll move to table.
I'll second motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is Hop to Adopt Egg Extravaganza.
Hi.
She hops to the microphone.
I do. I'm Liz Romani, manager of Valley Party Supply. We have some exciting things going on at Valley. We always do. But we're here today. I'm here today to request a closure of a street. Well, I'll just read the letter. Valley's partnering with several local businesses to host our annual Hop to Adopt Egg Extravaganza, where all proceeds raised during that event will benefit our local animal shelter. We would like to request the closing of Dubois Street between 4th and 5th on the day of Saturday, and it says March 13th, so that's incorrect. April 8th is the right date. So we can have animals and a photo booth outside where people can take pictures with adoptable pets. We're going to have several other outdoor activities, including tents set up for lunch, and we would only need it closed from 9 a.m. until 2. We would also like to request the use of traffic cones or barrels to block the street.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the closing of Dubois from 4th to 5th on Saturday, April the 8th from 9 until 2 with the aforementioned traffic cones or barrels as needed and provided by the street department.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck, Liz.
Okay, I have another one.
If Laura's here, she'd be equally as excited. Yeah. So. Well, you're back to back.
All right. So now we're on to Rib Fest. I'm a little early, but I figured two birds, one stone, why not?
Why not?
Right. So once again, we'll be hosting our semi-annual DeWig Rib Fest for all of Vincennes. And we will be having chickens, pork loins, ribs with this huge smoker truck right outside the store. It brings so many people, foot traffic, and we want to request the closing of Dubois Street between 4th and 5th on Saturday, May 20th. from 3 a.m. because they arrive very early until 3 p.m. that day. And we would also like to request the use of traffic cones or barrels to block the street.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the blocking of Dubois from 4th to 5th on Saturday, May the 20th from 3 a.m. till 3 p.m. with use of appropriate blocking devices for the D-Wig Rib Fest.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Next time you should bring samples of the... Good line, Steve.
Next up is Camp Wildwood Pancake Breakfast.
Craft? That's not craft. I just want samples. How does that, you know?
My name is Laura Harper, and I am now the president of Camp Wildwood Foundation.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's exciting.
We are having our pancake breakfast on Saturday, May 13th, and we are asking permission to hang our banner on Hart Street from April 24th till May the 8th.
So this is 2nd Street on this sheet. Is it Hart? Or okay. We'll check on that real quickly and make sure we get that up on the right street. So. So how much are the tickets for your pancake day?
$5.
I'll trade you. I've got a Kiwanis $5 pancake.
Self-promoting.
Why not? This is a cheap little commercial. Come on, Dave. We're not even live on the radio yet. It's like... So what's all entailed with your new job?
Well, I'm really not sure yet. Jim Gislason stayed on as vice president to help me. We have our next meeting since becoming president tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
So great. That's why I was trying to get this done tonight, Hart. So I could be able to let them know.
It's Hart.
Yeah.
It is Hart.
It's Hart. Okay.
That's all right. I also have our proof of insurance as well.
Oh, great. Okay. So we'll approve the Camp Wildwood Breakfast Banner request for Hart Street from April 24th through the May the 8th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lauren.
Next is law enforcement parking only sign request from Yvette Kirkhoff.
You're no Yvette Kirkhoff. Come on.
I'm here in place of Yvette. I'm Charles Traylor, the new associate, relatively speaking, at Cobb, Rolligan, and Kirkhoff.
That's right.
Dave's one of my bosses, of course.
Right.
May I approach with a picture? I think it helps.
Sure.
Sure.
Here's the picture of the building that we want the no parking sign in front of. It's Superior Court 2.
Okay.
I think there are signs on there already.
On the building.
So we want one on a metal post. I think that's the idea.
Okay, with our best deal. What's in front of the courthouse annex? There's already signs and yellow. I guess we must have some really stupid people that are wanting to park there. And
yeah.
It's actually not a no parking.
It is a no parking zone.
It is. It's not a no
parking. It's not a no parking zone.
Yellow. It just says parking.
Oh, it says parking for.
Right. The county doesn't control city parking.
Okay. I see that, yeah.
Right. It's for, that's correct, in security and drop off and pick up for the jail to drop off.
Okay. So basically, what you're asking us to do is make that area law enforcement parking only.
Correct.
And we'll erect a sign accordingly.
And I guess it would need to update Title VII, Section 75.1 of the city ordinance where the no parking. Does that sound
right? That'll happen with the council.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I make a motion to approve the aforementioned parking for law enforcement only in front of the courthouse annex as described.
For 90 days.
For 90 days.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Then after 90 days, it'll go before the council.
Do you want these back to use for the council later? Or? Okay.
Okay. And next is the Boyce Systems Keystone Maintenance Contract. Sharon Meek.
You'll remember that somehow, I'm sure.
Is that on the record?
No.
Okay, this is the current system we have. We're getting ready to switch over, but we need to do the payroll direct deposit and the key fund. A total of $6,860 to finish out this.
What's going
on? We switch to the new system.
6,001.
This is basically an interim plan. Okay. All right. Okay, so is this an extension of an existing contract? Is that?
It's just basically the renewal of the contract.
It's a renewal of the contract, okay.
Leaving out the assets part.
All right, so we're going to approve the renewal of a contract with Boyce Systems and Keystone Maintenance contract to the tune of $6,860.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We have nothing under miscellaneous, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.